like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
Ladies and gentlemen, the eagle has landed. Let's just take a moment to take this all in. We are back for another new episode. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We survived. Hot break. I will survive. I will survive. From outer space, dun 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 dun. We wishing I could never live without you by my side. And I spend so many nights thinking how you're doing me wrong. That's so strong. Something, something, lay down and die for my eyes. We're surviving the government, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, I'm surviving self-inflicted scooter crashes, possible shoulder cuff tear, a gash that looked like I split open with a Muay Thai elbow in a mixed martial arts contest. My cheek, obviously, getting bruised up to the point where my eye was like nearly swelled shut. The first day wasn't bad the night of, but ladies and gentlemen, after a couple of days went by, we could still honestly say that we're in pain. So we are back. We made it. We survived. Ladies and gentlemen, live to literally fight another day on a Monday here. This is August 21st, 2023, ladies and gentlemen. As we said, we are back. We survived hell on earth and back. We're here to recap it all, on top of recapping all the action that went over and went down in the world of both the mixed martial arts world and the regular world as well. I like how we changed the accent when it came down to that. But yeah, there's just so much and too much and quite an eventful last week or so, if I would say. So get all that here, near and dear and here, with nothing to fear, for Gabe is here, you son of a bitch. I'm just kidding. Well, we're on episode, this is episode 486. Like I said, sit back, relax. We survived, son of a bitches. My sons of bitches, we fucking survived. God tried to test you. Devil tried to kill you. However we want to look at it, the devil tried to kill us. It didn't work. The government tried to kill us. Has not worked. Possible second lockdowns in play. Will you comply? Nah. Fuck all of that. Sit back, relax. Kick your feet up. Put your arms behind your back. I mean, put your arms up, kick your feet up, enjoy your day at the beach or something, man. I'm talking about Santa Cruz the other day. Like, dude, Santa Cruz sounds absolutely fantastic and fantabulous. Anyone ever say that? Fantabulous. But like I said, we are presented to you by a Spotify podcast. Give them a follow on X as well. Instagram as well. They have it. Something else they call Threads. Threads.net. So obviously we have that as well too. GTheKing_official on Instagram. GTKingOfficial on X.com, formerly known as Twitter for anyone who doesn't know. So X.com/GTKingOfficial. And as well as The Podcast. We have The Podcast on Instagram and Twitter as well. And my goddamn shoulder hurts, dude. Like, we're going to get into details, man. And let me tell you, listener discretion is advised for today. Because if you're hoping for a return episode on Rumble.com, sadly, guys, we will not be getting that. We need to push for this one. This is a return episode. The re-arrival. When's the last episode we did? August 14th. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I mean, so it's been a little bit, about a week. Who would have thought, man? Devastating scooter wreck. Doing more damage to me physically than anything. But we're still goddamn able to come back a week later to uncover, expose, and recap all of the action. So let's sync up and link up. How about when we say that here on here? It's like, that means that we get ready to smoke a hit or take a hit or something. Mind you, I hope you'd be puffing on some marijuana or something. Definitely don't do cigarettes, dude. Don't be trying to listen or sync up and listen to cigarettes or just smoke cigarettes while you listen. But we got some weed from a buddy of mine, Walter. Shout out to Walter. I believe he has Instagrams too. We'll look up the name later. Yeah, avoid the stale smoke out here in this bit, because anybody that knows that stale smoke will make you cough and your lungs out. And I don't want to add something to the list of unfortunate injuries or reasons to have to visit the hospitals and stuff like that. But, like I said, listener discretion is advised. How about motherfucking Sugar Sean O'Malley knocking out Aljamain Sterling? Not only knocking out Aljamain Sterling, but righting the wrongs. You know, essentially doing something he said and predicted he would do, he was gonna do. I mean, and then again, I haven't watched the sport in a long time, so thinking, damn, it's like, you know, real soon for O'Malley, but in reality, he's just getting better so much faster in each fight. And we very well seen that on Saturday night. If you haven't checked out that clip, be sure to check it out, man. It's not hard to find. And, O'Malley now is the UFC bantamweight champion. It's crazy to sound. What's next? Chito Vera, number 2. I gotta wipe my nose, man. My sinuses are god-awful. Good God. Let me tell you. It feels good to be back. I mean, I think it's just because it was a substantial time. It was a very substantially challenging in a lot of ways. I mean, still not over. Still not close to being over. But get over the first hump of it. Ha! I said hump like you're humping someone. Just kidding. Very sexual innuendos here within the first 15 minutes here on the show. And you know, more so about it was the whole lead up. So before we get into any stories, like I said, before we get into any stories here on the show, if you haven't, well, you shouldn't be listening to this if you haven't, but be sure to subscribe to our show. We're available on Spotify Podcast. For all who's listening in, for all who's guest tuning in, We welcome all forms of listeners, the good, the bad, the ugly, the ones with the big foreheads. Anyone and everyone, because all publicity is good publicity when it comes to this podcast. We have a lot to talk about today, so I'm not waste any more time. The breakdown, the recap, all of it, from top to bottom, will be spilled all over this program today. So link up and sync up in 5, 4, 3, 2. I think hitting a bong on the show is like a routine thing that we definitely should keep alive here. So, it all starts probably like a couple weeks ago, right? So I had been talking about this for quite some time, right? Get kind of mentioning it, talking about it, you know, briefly, brainstorming. Something we all do very commonly, window shop in person. But now it's 2023, so we obviously window shop with online, meaning having things in your cart that you, you'd want. The things that you want when you get paid, or things that you want to buy when, you know, you get that bonus check, or just overall things that you want to purchase online. You know, we're guilty. We're all guilty of it, right? So dated about 2+ weeks ago, probably. So I'm thinking about this. I had knowledge of, I mean, obviously I've known about electric scooters for quite some time. You know, if you ever visit San Diego or San Francisco, or another popular one, Santa Cruz, California. You see those Lime scooters, are they called like Lime scooters or some shit like that? Lime scooters. So they have these electric scooters that you pair your smartphones to, right? So if anyone doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about, here it is in detail. So you got these scooters, you pair them with your phone. I think you put your, it's like a, you create an account, you pair with your phone. The amount of miles and all that you use is like how much they charge you. I don't know all this shit, but it's like the Uber scooter almost. Like if you're gonna use Uber for in a scooter form, so. I wanted to buy one. I had talked about it for a little bit, and then I ended up buying one, all good on Walmart. It's about like 315 something, all together with tax and all that. And I was thinking, that's the same time about this cool drone fan. I think we did it on like the last episode or something. We talked about like the drone fan. I don't know why, just substantially it feels like it's been a long time since we've been here on here, but we haven't. It just feels like it, and it's one of those rare / classic times where a lot of stuff happened in a short amount of time. So I get the scooter, right? And this baby says probably about 18 miles per hour. Now, mind you, 18 miles per hour is quite substantially faster. That's my word choice of the day, substantially. No, but that's fucking fast. You never really realize how fast you're going on those things until you fall off. I'm just kidding. Well, in some ways, sadly, that does happen to some people. But so the first couple days, right, I just, you know, riding it to and from the store. You know how I go to the corner store all the time? Like, I'd always enjoy a damn good walk to the corner store, right? I've never really not walked. I've always been fairly active throughout different time periods of my life and stuff, no matter what it is, no matter where I was, no matter where I lived. I've always, like, tried to keep a pretty damn active. So, and point blank is, you know, fast forward, you know, I'm learning the ins and the outs of the scooter. The most hilarious thing, was the first fucking time I rode that thing, right? Get ready. The first fucking time that I rode it, I had that motherfucker in civilian mode. It's like the third mode over, and you don't go any faster than like 6 or 7 miles an hour. And I'm just like, this is what I fucking spend my money on. If this doesn't go any faster than this, I'd rather walk or, you know, take a ride or an Uber or something. Depending on if you're going to, like, select places and stuff. I could go to Target probably from here. Target. Yeah, I mean, I could, but I hadn't. But it had been in the same vicinity and stuff, but mind you, so we're talking about the crash, like the recaps and all that. So fast forward. I go to and from work a couple of times on a scooter. And dude, let me tell you, dude, that shit's so trippy still, being able to go to and from on a damn scooter. That's crazy to see, like, sitting here stoned here on a Monday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, anyways. But dude, that thing's actually pretty damn fast. And, so, it had been, what was it, Tuesday night? Was it a Tuesday night? Tomorrow, so tomorrow will be, a week. Tomorrow will be an official full week, because if I'm not mistaken, yeah, because I had been off the very next day. Go do the crash Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, work the Tuesday night, Wednesday morning until 6 in the morning. And then I leave. So it's, yeah, so by tomorrow, it will be one full week. Damn, in one full week. It's only been a week, really, thinking about it, man. It feels like it's ages ago now. But yeah, the pain is definitely still there. Definitely got to go ahead and get that checked out, because it's not being able to have a full functionality of your shoulder, let alone a shoulder rotator, dude. That's some serious shit right there. So Tuesday night. Okay, so let's go. Let's take one more. I know people like stories. I know people are begging and pushing, saying, "Hurry up. Get to the damn point. Hurry the fuck up. Get to the point." So Tuesday night, right? Or should we start off with Tuesday night? Yeah, so Tuesday night early on. Just because the sun's down doesn't mean it's nighttime when it's fucking nighttime. Tuesday night. It's not night. It's not the next day until I wake up. So Tuesday night, the night of when I'm going to work, right? Sorry, I was trying to suck this bong off, man. I'm just kidding. It got clogged. That's like the worst time when it gets clogged. So Tuesday night, I'm already going in, buzzing, meaning like there's these, the 99 shots that I've talked about, right? This is my podcast, so I will tell the full extent of the story, the damages, everything, and beyond on this one. So the night of, before I go to work, at this select location, I stop by a liquor store down the street from a store where I work at. And me being the wild self, my wild self that I have, I mean, throughout the years, man, when I've gone to work, at certain places, certain jobs, certain things, I go stoned, man. I mean, I get super stoned. You know, being high has been part of a large portion of my day, more times than anything. You know, like being stoners. You know, stoners know how it works, right? We are always smoking and, you know, doing different things. You know, but I try not to do like the smoke, the strains that make me lazy. More so like the kinds that you can still be up and moving around. Because, dude, when I was to be at work, let alone working in fast food, you gotta be fucking fast. You gotta be focused. Dude, Taco Bell was like the fucking craziest, you know, craziest experience, dude. Everything. The speed. The accuracy. Having your time, a certain time, out the window. So meaning from like the food, the person ordering the food to them getting the food, be like 3 minutes and under. Like stuff like that, dude. So they're just thinking about it. Like, dude, there was a lot of times where, you know, I'd have friends on break when I did landscaping. They would be drinking some beers and stuff, you know. It's a classic thing. I mean, obviously, if you know anybody that does landscaping, you know, probably, and have seen people. If you don't know that people do this, you're probably pretty blind and under a rock, but dude, everyone and their mama drinks beer on the breaks. I mean, people bring 12 packs. What the fuck is that clicking noise? Is it that? Yep, it's gone. Yeah, so on the breaks and stuff, people drink, you know, those tall cans of Modelos. I've seen it. There's a lot of people around here in this entire county, let alone this whole entire area. There's designated spots for around on the taco truck. Mexican restaurant down the street. The place in the back. Open container. Can bring your food. Sit down and eat. It's like a mini Mexico. So people have been accustomed to doing that for a long time, as have I. I mean, there's been times I've been drinking for locals on my break. You guys ever heard of a Buzz Balls? Yeah, Buzz Balls are pretty strong too. That's like the funniest story, because the funniest introduction I've had into drinking was just trial and error, just trying different things, trying different flavors. And, you know, I swear to God, early on, I did not like the smell of beer. You know, as a kid, having to pick up the cans or, you know, recycling the cans and all that before you're actually the age of. But I really didn't start drinking until like age 19 or so. You know what I mean? So, how this relates to our story. Okay, so I stopped at the liquor store Tuesday night. I get about, like, maybe 7 shots of that 99 vodka. No, it's not vodka, actually. They do have vodka, but it's 99 shots. It's like, it's not literally 99 for people that are really stoned thinking about it. The brand is called 99. It's pretty strong. There's a lot of flavors, like whipped cream flavor, cinnamon. You know, it's not something you smoke either. It's something you drink. It has a pineapple flavor, cinnamon, peppermint, wild cherry. Probably tastes like cough syrup. Dude, they have a fuck ton of flavors. This store around the corner, it doesn't have that many flavors. You know, I primarily, when I go in there, I get a, there's like, if I'm feeling like I want a good little buzz going, I'll get a, it's not mango, what the fuck is it? It's a peach? No, it's not peach. What the fuck is it? What the hell? Banana or some shit like that. Banana and apple, but those are like two of the basic flavors. Like, those ones are disgusting. So they don't have as many flavors compared to the one that I went to the other day, the something liquor store. I'm not going to say the name of it so you don't come and try to look like a creepy person. Dude, they have like whipped cream flavor, dude. Oh my God. So the night of, as I'm riding the scooter to work, right? I ride the scooter to work. And when I go into work, it's nighttime. Well, other than what I already do. So when I go into work, it's nighttime already. So I take the scooter out, right? Now, I probably haven't rode consecutively back to back to back. Mind you, I just got in a crash. Mind you, I just said I have shoulder surgery, possibly. If it's a shoulder rotator cuff. Shoulder rotator cuffs are not anything to play with, so I'm still talking about riding the scooter and stuff. Jules asked me, are you still going to be riding it? Like, you know, I mean, I said, yeah, I'm mentally defeated. I'm not mentally defeated, excuse me, but yeah, I'm mentally down from this. Yeah, this was a little, you know, big little wake-up call and stuff. Yeah, I'm still a little hesitant and stuff when it comes to realizing the top speed and stuff, depending on the cars or the possibility of cars and stuff, because where I live over here, there's no sidewalks. Now, there's sidewalks, there's bike lanes and all this, but down this particular road around here, there's, I mean, it's a margin, it's not even a margin for error. Nevertheless, like, there's never not danger possibly on the horizon when you're driving. Expect danger at all times. Every single moment, every single damn day you get in the car, every single time you walk in or around places that are known for heavy traffic. Just because there's a sidewalk doesn't mean someone won't jump up on the curb and, you know, pin you into the freaking flagpole. Just because there's a green light doesn't mean people are always going to go. Just because it's a red light doesn't mean people are always going to stop. No. Very famously, I know my grandpa taught me. Just because in a four-way intersection, you can't assume that there's no cars going to be coming from awkward angles. Like I said, the biggest thing is a red light. You can't assume people are going to stop. You know how many people have seen run red lights? Let alone the simple fact that you're not on in a car. Well, this goes for motorcycle riders, you know, speed ride bike riders and mopeds, scooters and all that. It's all the area. We're literally, our bodies are on the outside. Our bodies are so exposed to danger had a collision happen. Any form of any collision for a person on, number one, a scooter, a bike, a motorcycle, or a moped, or a Kawasaki. All those people in the supercars of the world, super vehicles. Anyone that has one of those, quickly, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but shout out to all the people, all my people that ride scooters, Kawasakis, anything speedy, anything super fucking fast. That means we just have a different preference and different preferability of our road vehicles. We have a different understanding of it. Mind you, like I said, for a scooter, for instance, I was telling Julie the other day, so I feel she still does not agree. It's so hilarious. She still does not agree. I'll tell her, well, you know, I have more, you know, ability to focus more on like a speed bike or something. Not a speed bike, excuse me, like, you know, like one of those dirt bikes and stuff. You know, they have some street legal ones too, but like the ones that they primarily ride, like in the dirt and stuff. No shit, dirt bikes, dirt. Yeah, those ones. But just being able to sit down on a bike in general. So do electric bikes move like a scooter? Like, because I don't want to be doing no hard work. You know, sometimes I mean, going at a fast pace on a bike is like, I mean, I can ride bikes. I've always been able to ride bikes, but dude, an opportunity to be lazy if I possibly can, because I'm more physical during the other parts of the day so much that there's a couple times you gotta be lazy, dude. You know how long it takes me? Yes, I have tried this for anyone that's wondering. Do you know how long it takes me to get to my job site from here if you were to walk? Around 2 hours and 30 minutes. People are going to be like, oh my God, that's so long. Oh my fucking gosh. 40 minutes if you're right. Probably sooner. No traffic. If it was a straightaway out, then yeah. Because I'm in the back, where the back of the, you know, where the freeway, not where the freeway is, but like kind of in a smaller hidden part of the city. A lot of people tell me when it comes to this area and all that, like, this is quiet. It must be quiet. Or what's it like living there? What's it like being there? I'm like, oh, it's very quiet. It's peaceful. You don't have to worry about nothing from a city life and people that do work out in the city and stuff. And, you know, towards areas like San Francisco and all that, San Jose. Yeah, I mean, but relatively, it's pretty quiet. I really like it a lot. I appreciate it a lot, too. So, where the fuck were we? Dude, we got so stoned. Wake and bake on a Monday. But if you guys like our show, be sure to share us. Like, share, rate, and review. True Speech with Zicking is available on all platforms. Spotify podcast. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, and we occasionally do X Spaces, formerly known as Twitter Spaces and all that. We have truth. Well, truth, not truth. We have x.com/GTKingOfficial. x.com/TrueSpeechPod. And also check out our Rumble account. More Call of Duty mobile with the King episodes coming. Dude, it just takes a long fucking time for them to upload, dude. Oh my god. They're like screen records of the entire games. Dude, they're some of my best videos. Not the best ones. I'm not going to say like I absolutely kicked ass or anything in them, but they're definitely something for sure to tune in. So, celebratory hit yet again, and then we're going to get back into some more details. And we're going to look at the video, too. We're going to check out the video, the breakdown video. It's not a video of me crashing. It's a breakdown of the video and, the area in which the incident occurred. Now, mind you, when this happens, dude, I'm like, oh, fuck. The first thing I'm looking for when I get up is if I'm bleeding. And I look to see if I'm bleeding, and yes, I'm bleeding on my head. And it's dripping out, and I'm like, oh, God, I didn't really know the extent of it. And I'm thinking in my head, holy shit, what the fuck? But mind you, I got out of the area super fast. I got up, I picked my scooter up. I mean, I was in agonizing pain, man. I hurt my shoulder at the same time. And all these different pains were happening. All this different shit was happening. Dude, I had two other injuries to think about, too. Now, on top of me hitting my head, not only hitting my head, you know, obviously rattling the brain, slightly concussed, a gash over my right eye that's bleeding, a bruise on my face that looks like someone punched me hella fucking hard is there too. So I had that gash, my brain rattled, and the bruise on my face, on top of a damaged rotator cuff. Crazy. Damn, look at that fucking ass. That is a big fucking bruise. Good god. Good gracious, dude. What the fuck is that? Oh my god, did that shit off the internet. The biggest butt. When are they bringing back FBI episodes? Let's backtrack. Backtrack. Okay, we're going to watch the video. Why do we get so distracted by everything that pops up on Instagram? Okay, so here we go. This is the video right here. I'm kind of highlighting the area in the video, so there's the gas pumps and all that right now. So look at all that open space, right? So this is this big parking lot, this big, huge truck stop. Trucks get to fill up, they get to vacuum their cars, on top of them being a tow goes there. And overall, if you were to be riding a skateboard or like a little scooter, like a little like a Razor or something, dude, you see how much room. There's so much fucking room, right? Look at the video, look right here. There's so much room, so much open space, especially when there's no cars, there's nobody in your fucking way, and there's no trucks or nothing. Dude, there's open space. Look at that open space, okay? Take one more look. Maybe we'll post the video again. If you're looking at it or you remember the video, look at the roundabout right there. There's a roundabout, okay? Just look at this open space. Say if you're skating, like roller skating or something. Like, you look at that. Good God, this is like freaking porn for people that want to drive or skateboarders. This is so much room for everybody to do stuff. Okay, so when it circles back, I'm going to do it detail by detail by detail. Okay, so okay. Right, I want to recap this one more time. Okay, so watch again.
All right, so here's a one.
Oh. All right, so see, look, there's underneath the gas pump, so it's just completely clear at the time. All that open spot. So I go down the road, right? So I had already been down the sidewalk previously before. I'm kind of going a little too fast for my liking. My brain's a little too slow for this video at the moment. Okay, so all that open spot. So instead of straying on the same path, I stray away from the path. So I guess looking at the open space in that truck parking lot, big-ass truck parking lot, I'm thinking in my head, I'm already on an adrenaline rush because, dude, I had already got done cruising around a shopping center and like, started doing laps. And if you've seen how fast, how intense, you know, going on and off the sidewalks, on and off in the street, dude, I had those shots previously earlier that day, or before I had actually stopped at work, too, by the way. But look, so there's this open road. So after all that, dude, it was all going good. Then I come in, zoom in that open spot, right? You see the gas pumps. And then you see all that open road, all that open room to turn left on the road, right? And then there's me on the roundabout. And severely compromised. Now, I need you guys to get a better picture. Okay, can we do this again? Let's do this again.
All right, so here's a 1 minute detailed breakdown of my recent crash. So you see this gas station, right? This big old truck stop and stuff. You see all that open road and all that empty space in there for bikes or scooters. So I come down there to turn a right and go into the right, take a right, go underneath the where the gas pumps are and zoom right out. You see the roundabout right there? Let's go back. The roundabout. It was right into there. So one more time. So it said we were riding out and it was nighttime, right? So that's the gas station, right? That's the gas pumps. And you see all that open space for people to walk, people to ride skateboards and stuff. Not that they're supposed to, but so I go underneath there, right? I go turn and take a right, go all the way underneath the gas pumps, right? And it's a turn left and getting back out either on the road or the sidewalk. I plunge right into the center divider. It's like, there's so much room. There's too much room for me to miss there. So, like I said, one more time, you see this.
Yeah, so looking back, dude, there was so much open space. Meaning, like, dude, for someone who had already ridden that many miles considerably already on the scooter, it says about, like, almost 70 miles now that it has on there. But for someone who had been riding it for a good amount of time, at least to be going as far as I was going from the house and stuff, as far as I was already riding, just going back and looking at the video too. Just going back and looking at that spot. I pass by it every single day. For someone to miss, Julie hates us. Julie really hates when I say it. I'm harping on it because it's still actively here. Because my shoulder cuff is partially torn probably. I have to go in and get this checked out and all that. But so, dude, it was a margin of error is so thin. And if I could arguably think about it, maybe it's those fucking handlebars or something, dude. They didn't turn right. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was just solely me, though. But, dude, that center divide, dude, he's going underneath the pumps to the right, to the left, and then that's what happened. I don't even know. I don't even remember, man. It's so crazy. I just know that I was turned to the left because that's where my most damage, or my head was turned left. So therefore resulting in the right side of my face getting fucked up. Looking like I got a whole ass fight. Then I returned to my work site, changed my shirt, was fucked up bad, dude. Completely. Still healing up to this day. I mean, as you see over my eye, it's a... Well, we're not on video, so you can't see it this week, but we will return sometime in the near future. We don't have battle scars. But, yeah, I mean, over my eye and stuff, you still... I still feel like, what's it called? What the fuck is that stuff called that you put on your face when it's like, you know, not Vaseline. cortisone or some shit. I don't fucking know. It's the stuff you put on there. But for example, putting on a jacket hurts substantially. Getting on your bed hurts exactly. You know, just turning your head and your, well, my body and stuff, like, you know, it's like you have one arm, like I explained to, did I explain this already in the podcast? It's like, you know, it's like one arm. Like, no, I don't think I did. It's like usually having, it's like having only one, you know, very limited range of motion, because, like, you don't have that right side, because anyone who's had a shoulder cuff surgery or damages and stuff, dude, knows that your limited range of motion. Dude, that's just, that's so substantially, significantly, unfortunate for me. And, yeah, dude, it's like, certain things just hurt like hell. The feeling is not going away. It's like your arm's connected to a rubber band and it's ready to snap at any time, or it's gonna pop at any time. But, yeah, dude, I cannot pick up a box for shit or anything, dude. It's like crazy. That's like hell, but it's nothing that we can't get over and stuff. We gotta see this and then see what the next move is here. But as far as that goes, as we did mention earlier, if you look at the scooter, her name is Chelsea, the scooter, by the way. Hello, Chelsea. Why don't you ring for me, baby? No, scooter physically is not harmed. It's more of the way I fell than anything. The scooter was fine. I hit hard. I just flew off, and I was caught off guard very badly, very quickly, in a split second. You know, maybe I tried to turn, but I tried to turn, and I flew over, landing on my shoulder, and it hit my face with a follow-up. I guarantee my face was next. My face is the last thing to get fucked up. My shoulder was the first thing to get fucked up. You look at scooter, not even compromised. Crazy. Very limited range of motion. Very dark and depressing. Sad. Feel useless, you know? But we will prevail. We will rise to the occasion, as we always do. And from that, you know, I was obviously, like I said, I always look for signs to see and be better. But every day I wake up, dude, it feels like it's in so much more pain than anything. And it's visibly swollen compared to shoulder. I've never had no shoulder swellings in any form in my life. So we'll proceed with that. Final things on our show today. UFC 292 is a wrap. Dude, Sean O'Malley knocking out Aljamain Sterling. Dude, everybody who wrote Sean O'Malley off, Sugar Show, product of Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, showing up at UFC 292, knocking out Sterling. Obviously, Sterling deserves a rematch. He's very good. Bantamweight, very popular right now. And Sugar Show being the champion now, it's crazy to be able to say. And, you know, I'm not saying it's crazy, but it's crazy, but in a good way. If you look at all the stuff he's been through, his promotion, everything he does, dude, Sean O'Malley is an absolute superstar. And because of that, it makes it it opens up a lot more opportunities for him, a lot more. And obviously, he already seems and appears to be making good money. So, you know, he's more money, less problems. I don't go by the more money, more problems thing. More money, less problems. But God, my shoulder hurts so bad. Every little movement that I do, that's, you know, let alone say you're in a car and the roads are bumpy. Oh God, it's hell. Yeah, it's probably torn completely. It's probably torn completely, ladies and gentlemen. But congrats to Sean O'Malley. In honor of Sean O'Malley, everybody have their bongs and we sync them up. People were asking the day of, the night of, the morning of, are you okay? What happened? Has someone been beating on you? He's like, no, dude. I got in a fight with the pit bull. No, I got in a scooter wreck. And it just so happens that the very thing that nearly destroyed my whole body is still in perfect condition. I'll ride her later on today. I mean, it's peaceful as fuck going on those evening rides. I mean, it's on a scooter, but dude, that thing is pretty damn cool though. You can go anywhere. Obviously, you got to look at your charging and stuff, like certain batteries and stuff like that. I mean, how many miles does it have on it exactly? Dude, we're like in the 21st century now. I mean, with the fan, we got the LED lights. It says 63 on here, but if I pair the scooter right now to the phone, it'll probably show more. What a time to be alive, though. And speaking of that, the craziness has not even stopped. Because, ladies and gentlemen, mind you, the other day, so this guy comes in, right? He has a guitar in his hand. I'm like, oh, dude, I like a guitar. That's freaking sick. And he's like, it's for sale if you want it. And I was like, oh, no, I was like, I don't have any money right now. Excuse me. And then he was like, well, I'll give it to you for how much you got in your pocket. Or how much do I think I can get? And I'm just thinking in my head, dude, I don't have anything right now to get an electric guitar. Not just to randomly drop on it and not expect it. I keep banging it. For something like this, dude, it's just still fucking crazy, dude. Like, he ended up giving it to me at the end of the night, or before the end of the night. And I over here have a whole ass electric guitar, and like, he just gave it to me. Okay, this is yours now. And he said he has a bunch of guitars, and maybe he just wanted to give one away. We're out of here, bitches. Just kidding. But dude, this is fucking sick. This is a Warlock. I don't know, Warlock, electric guitars? I mean, I don't fucking know. I feel like a virgin when it comes to looking at these. Let's take a look. Warlock. Oh my god. I can't look. I mean, I can't assume that's the one right there. But, dude, these look like a... It looks like a Warlock. Oh, when I typed it in on Google, it says BC Rich Electric Stranger Things guitar. BC Rich Warlock. It's Extreme Series, okay? So, it's a BC... Let's see... Dude, this Warlock right here is $2,000. Wow. These are fucking expensive. That's cool. Wow, they seem expensive. Warlock. I don't know the name of it, though. BC Rich. Damn. from $200 to $250. Oh my god. Imagine like when we look up official prices and stuff to see how much it is officially. It's fucking expensive, dude. Whoa. These are nice. They're nice though. $9.99 is the cheapest one. $999. Warlock. I don't know, but someone can help me. What is a warlock guitar worth a lot? That's gonna be on a Q&A, okay? Is a warlock guitar worth a lot? How much do warlock guitars go for? I wonder. Oh, this one's cheaper. Cheaper one. Oh, this looks more like it right here, probably. Yeah, gloss black, and then the little thing is in the middle. That's a nice fucking guitar, though, let me tell you. I'm gonna definitely get an amplifier for it. And the cord and all that, and the connection. But it's pretty damn cool, though, so, I mean, for me to get that is a pretty interesting gift, but, and, you know, being the fact that after I crashed and all that, so, good things were starting to happen and stuff after this happened, so, we can, take it like that, take it the way it goes that way, but, I think that is it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the return, we're alive, and we made it, we're alive, we survived to tell the tale. We survived to tell the tale. We survived, ladies and gentlemen. We came back. We survived the crash. Shoulder cuff is fried. Definitely gonna need some surgery for that. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, we're here. A couple of makeup scars and stuff on my face. We need them, though. If I didn't get to fight and all that last year, then goodness gracious, this is the next best thing, right? Gotta look at life in a beautiful way. You gotta be thankful for what we got. So I'll be thankful for this one. And I can't wait for us to return. We will return sooner rather than later, within the next few days probably too. But sorry about no video one. We probably won't have a video one for probably like a few weeks, fortunately. But nevertheless, we'll be back. We'll be here. And we'll be here rather sooner rather than later. This is Truth Speech, episode 426, I believe. Let me make sure we don't butcher this before we get out of here. Truth Speech, episode... No, not 426. Hey, fuck you, Gabriel. So, episode 486 of Truth Speech. So, this is episode 486 of Truth Speech. My name is Gabriel Hernandez, and we hope you guys have a good week. Live long and prosper, and don't allow your voices to be silenced. All we do is tell the truth here and nothing lesser. All right, guys. Great show. And I can't wait to see you guys on the next one. We are out of this bitch. Bye, folks. Until next time. Peace. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time, all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, trying to get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then know what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, trying to get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then know what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.